I'm standing here along the southeast side of the I-39-I-88 corridor. These two interstates connect just on the edge of Rochelle, and they're key factors in this town's ability to attract jobs. But they also serve as a bit of a hindrance for this town of about 10,000 people. The connecting interstates, along with two major rail lines, have attracted companies like Nippon Sharyo. The Japanese railcar maker, along with other manufacturers, has added hundreds of jobs in recent years. Overall, some 2,200 positions have been created in Rochelle over the past decade. But many of the people who lined up for those jobs never thought about contacting a real estate agent. Despite its industrial success, this hub city has seen its population stay largely unchanged. Jason Anderson is Rochelle's Director of Economic Development. He estimates that 75% of these recently created jobs have gone to non-residents. He says the quality infrastructure makes it a no-brainer for workers to hit the highway when the whistle blows.
People can find it very easy to commute here and to be able to get in and out of Rochelle via 39, via 88, via the Lincoln Highway. People come and go out of here a lot.
Anderson also says the town has very little to offer when it comes to newer homes. That's a big turnoff for commercial developers.
You know, retail and commercial development comes with rooftops. And it's been a tough sell to expand the retail and commercial corridors in Rochelle without showing that we've got rooftops that are popping up.
City leaders say while the town benefits from the ever-expanding industrial tax base, they're missing out on adding revenues elsewhere. Mayor Chet Olson says it's not like they're bleeding money. He says during the day, workers will venture out to do a little shopping.
They buy things here before they leave town to go home because a lot of your rural subdivisions don't have the grocery stores and places to pick up the bread and milk.
But Olson acknowledges that these workers aren't just coming from rural subdivisions a few miles down the road. They're also commuting from larger cities that offer even more shopping. And that gives Rochelle a limited opportunity to take advantage of the number of people working here. And it's not just a matter of dollars and cents. The city says its inability to attract new residents has affected things like school enrollment. So how can this town convince people to stay within city limits when the workday is done? The community hopes a rebranding effort will go a long way in creating a population surge to complement all the jobs being added. A committee has been assembled to spearhead the initiative, and a consulting firm has also been asked to lead the marketing aspect of the campaign. Mayor Olson says they're ready to give themselves a true reading of what Rochelle lacks when you stack it up against other communities.
There's different things that are going on in communities that I don't think we quite realize what's attracting people.
At the same time, Olson says they won't abandon their existing selling points, that Rochelle is a nice and quiet small town with a booming industrial park. City officials say while it's important to increase the local population, supplying the regional economy with all these jobs is just as important. Local resident Nick Binns is happy with all the job growth. He says he's also pleased that the city doesn't want to stop there by moving forward with the rebranding effort.
That's the right thing to do. They're looking into it and being proactive again on something like that area.
By the time the campaign has run its course, Rochelle leaders hope those highway entrance ramps won't be seeing as many cars at the end of each day. I'm Mike Moen.